Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Mourners on Tuesday began days of funerals for Iran's president and others killed in a helicopter crash. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
A sea of black could be seen across the Iranian city of Tabriz. Mourners came out in droves to pay their last respects to deceased Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi and Iran's foreign minister, among other officials. A vehicle carried the bodies of Raisi as well as the foreign minister Hossein Amiradollahian, the governor of Iran's East Azerbaijan province, a senior cleric from Tabriz, and a Revolutionary Guard official and three crew members. A government-led series of ceremonies is aimed at both honoring the dead and projecting strength in an unsettled Middle East. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Tuesday a Gaza ceasefire deal was still possible, but added an international criminal court arrest bid for Israeli leaders was setting back diplomatic efforts. Testifying before Congress, Blinken was repeatedly disrupted by protesters critical of U.S. support for Israel. Several were removed after shouting he was a war criminal. But protesters, many showing symbolically reddened hands, were later allowed to sit silently behind him. The head of the World Health Organization called on Tuesday for Israel to lift restrictions on aid into Gaza, saying the primary pipeline for emergency medical aid into the enclave from Egypt had been cut off.
At a time when the people of Gaza are facing starvation, we urge Israel to lift the blockade and to let aid through.
WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus at a press conference in Geneva, adding, without more aid flowing into Gaza, they cannot sustain the life-saving support.